The 4717 talks about generals, and there's kind of a theme in a number of the different numbers about generals. But in 4717, it talks about falling away from generals, what that looks like. And it's just interesting to note what that involves. So people are said to fall away from general truth known to the church when they acknowledge the Lord, but not the divinity of his human. And also when they acknowledge faith, not charity, as that which is essential. So that to me was a key statement in this reading, or it certainly stood out. So what does it mean to acknowledge the Lord but not the divinity of his human? And it struck me that if that is the case, then there is a falling away from generals, and those generals are absolutely essential to holding the whole structure together, if you like. So to acknowledge the Lord but not the divinity of his human, if we think about the Lord's human, then there are statements in the heavenly doctrines which tell us what that is. And the human of the Lord is doctrine. It is the word itself. And this is the idea of our concept of the Lord being separate from the word. So the idea of the Lord being somewhere off up in the heavens and the word being something separate. That is from the Lord, but is not the Lord. So if the word is not acknowledged as divine, then it makes it more difficult for the Lord to actually reach us, because it's only when we acknowledge that the word is divine that we allow it to be an authority in our life. And of course, when it's an authority in our life, what that means is that we are looking to practice it. So acknowledgement of the Lord's human to be divine is an acknowledgement of action. It's an acknowledgement. The acknowledgement is when we take the word and live from it. It's not an acknowledgement to just espouse it from the lips. You have to actually be practicing it. That's the acknowledgement being spoken about here. So I think it's Divine Providence 259. I may need correcting on that, but the three essentials of the church mentioned there, which is acknowledgement of the Lord, acknowledgement of the holiness of the word, and a life called charity. So those are the three essentials. And in another place, it talks about that first essential being acknowledgement of the Lord that is human is divine. So So those three actually form a one, and they form what the church. They need to be present for the church to be. That's because they are the essentials. And so, to acknowledge the Lord cannot be done unless the holiness of the word is acknowledged. So, you know, those two things have to go hand in hand, and you can't acknowledge the holiness of the word unless you're in a life of charity. So all those three things, they're all, again, it's this idea of relational. One doesn't stand apart from the other. They actually describe a wholeness that has to be present in the church, in us, as a matter of life, if it's to be something that is saving. So the Lord is only present where charity is, and charity is the practice of the word. So I thought that, you know, and where that is not acknowledged, you have this falling away from the acknowledgement of the word, that it is the Lord's human and that it is divine. And that in turn leads to making faith the primary thing or the essential thing, as opposed to charity being the essential thing. So that was just something that stood out for me there.